Are You By Freddy?
Oh, I'm the okay.
Stand by in the studio and counting down.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I thought perhaps I should introduce myself.
Live from a broom cupboard in the Midlands. It's the Ginger and Nut Show.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie yet. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah, I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. 'Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. We at a party we don't wanna be at. Trying to talk but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss them right back. But all these people all around are crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where I'm supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy 'cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah. I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. But you're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. But you're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. It's like you're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone here. I don't like nobody but you, baby, yeah. 'Cause I don't care, don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the bad things disappear. Disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody.
Maybe I'm somebody.
Welcome to the latest Ginger and Nut Show live from Studio 3. And Ginger's been tidying up in the studio, decides to pull a few leads here and there, didn't you, Ginger?
Well, I did. I thought I was doing you a fiver by plugging the headphones back in, but apparently not.
Didn't tell me. So all the speakers had gone down. I thought it was a different fault. And anyway, we're on air now, which is quite good, isn't it? So there we go. Welcome to the show. And if you want to be part of it, we love your emails. Mail at liveinthestudio.co.uk.
Or, of course, you can tweet us. And we're now on Instagram. Remember,
is it Insta? Instagram, Insta, yeah, IB now, isn't it? Or IG?
IG.
That's it.
at Ginger and Nuts is where you can find us.
A round of applause, by the way, to the Netherlands on winning the Eurovision. Well done to you. Where did we come, Ginger?
Last. No surprise there.
That's right, the
and
guy.
You know what the worst of it is, we have to pay to take part in that.
I don't know why
so
we bother.
We pay to be humiliated. We could spend the money on something much more useful, like more police officers.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
More nurses.
Oh, you sound like Mike Organ with with his moan a minute.
Well,
can I just say,
ridiculous.
The guy who came last, though, blames it on Brexit.
Yeah,
which
I blame it on a bad voice.
Well, no, to be honest, I think he's got a good point, because the Europe are not going to be happy with us, are they? Let's be honest about it.
I don't know. I mean, at the moment, we ain't gone nowhere. We're still in the blooming EU and they still don't like us.
How did Australia get in the Eurovision? What's going on here?
This is what we need to speak to Mark about. I think, or I thought, isn't our Queen something to do with their country as well? Does she not rule over Australia? Or I don't know. They're on royal visits.
Kylie Minogue's going to go for it next year. I can just see it now. And staying with the Eurovision, Madonna was branded a prostitute by a Primal Scream star. What's his name, Bobby?
Gillespie,
whatever. Yeah, okay. A prostitute. That's a bit nasty, isn't it?
It is.
She wear some dodgy stuff, though, doesn't she? She's about 80 now.
She's getting on a bit.
Anyway, Ginge, the question that you've got to pose to the listeners today.
We all like a nice custard cream or bourbon biscuit.
Or a jammy dodger.
How many of you like to extract the filling from the biscuit? Do you use your teeth? Do you use your hands? Open it up.
What about you, Ginge?
Lick it all out.
Do you extract it?
Well, I like to lick it a bit.
Yeah.
And then sort of clean it and then dip the rest of the biscuit in the tea. However, I found that there is a man who has mastered the art of getting the filling out single-handedly, no tools, and it's only taken him 29 years to master the art.
So for 29 years, he's done nothing else but try to work out how to get the... Yeah. We need to get him on the show.
We do need to get him on the show, because I think it's an absolute miracle.
Well, I tell you what, I can't even get the top of a jammy dodger off without breaking it.
Oh,
so
no, that's
we've
not, got that's
to get
possible.
This. We've got to get this idiot on the show, I think. We'll try and get him on for next week. Right, listen, if you want to get in touch with the show, like Ginge says, tweet us at Ginger and Nuts, Insta us, or... Of course, email us mail@liveinthestudio.co.uk.
I'm sick, I like it. There's a moment when we fight, it gets so exciting. Mm-hmm. The next move is someone's. Maybe that's what makes it fun, we don't know what's coming. Mm-hmm.
But you got me and I got you. Can't stop this if we wanted to. You got me and I got you. I like us when we're
it's gonna go.
Now, Ginge, was that a dance or was you doing some exercises? I wasn't quite sure what you were doing.
Trying to combine the two.
Yeah. Very good, though, I have to say. Right,
thanks.
Some stories that caught our eye this week. Malta apparently is Europe's hottest new wedding destination.
Oh.
So if you're planning on getting married, Malta is the place to go.
Yeah. It was revealed that the Queen has a dedicated servant to break in her shoes and avoid pesky blisters.
I could do that job quite easily.
Well, you could, but I don't think you've got the same size feet as the Queen.
No. I wonder if the person... Yeah, of course you'd have to.
Prince Philip.
That's really bizarre. You're right there, Ginge. She'd have to be the same shoe size.
So in the job description, regardless of whether you could do the rest and you were a nice person, if you haven't got the same size shoes as a Queen, you're out.
And I wonder if she gets fed up with a pair. Can I have them after you finish with them? You know what I mean? But anyway...
Where's one? Where's a once?
A mum sparked outrage after giving a tiny toddler beer to help her sleep. People do this.
Disgraceful.
Oh, I don't think it's disgraceful at all. People...
Giving babies beer to make them sleep is disgraceful. It's like people who pop a bit of cowpaw. In a
excuse me, Ginge, my mom and a lot of other moms dip dummies in whiskey and stuff and make them sleep.
That's boded well for you, hasn't it? Last week, the World Beard and Moustache Championships took place and saw lots of fuzzy-faced fanatics go head-to-head with each other.
These are the bizarre people that have those moustaches that twirl around and do all sorts of things.
They should be from the 1940s.
Oh, terrible. A mom who drove 9 miles the wrong way down a busy dual carriageway after downing three bottles of wine laughed outside court as she was banned from driving.
She should have been blooming sent down the stairs.
Yeah.
That's what should have happened.
I would have been laughing then, Ginge.
Bradley Walsh has raked in an £18 million fortune thanks to The Chase, his best-selling album, and his budding acting career.
You like his music, don't you?
Oh, I love Bradley Walsh. I do like a nice... I haven't watched him in Doctor Who, so I'm not really can't really comment on his acting more recently, but I do like his nice... He's a crooner, isn't he?
He's a crooner.
He is. And
like
he's ever so funny on The Chase.
A woman felt violated after a door-to-door salesman. Listen to this. Listen, if somebody's come to your door, okay, tried to sell you something, you're not interested, they go away. Not this guy. He decides to have a giant poo outside a front door. That's terrible.
It's disgusting.
What would you...
I'd take his picture and put it on Facebook and say, does this idiot work for you?
Yeah.
And then I'd name and shame him.
I'd say, what a little shit.
No, Nestle have made a big change to Quality Street, and it's one that I am absolutely devastated about. And a lot of chocolate fans are fuming as well.
Oh, blimey. You're not reading that, are you, Ginge?
The Toffee Deluxe is going. That's the chewy one in the brown wrapper. It's out of there.
Is that the Toffee Penny thing?
No, it's not the Toffee Penny. It's the chewy Toffee. I like to suck on it, get all the chocolate off, and then suck. Oh, it was beautiful.
Can you not mention the word suck too many times in that link, please?
Well, it's such a shame.
Marks and Spencer's plans to shut another 110 stores, which is an even bigger shame. They're going to go out by the end of the year.
Poor Jamie Oliver's 15 restaurants.
It's terrible, isn't it? Really is.
They're all shutting.
What about this? A girl's horror. She's basically, okay, the dad. I'm going to tell you the story. The dad has got a razor, okay? The daughter decides to use the razor. She's got herpes, okay? Then she puts the razor back. The dad then uses the razor again and gets herpes. The mum goes, oh my golly gosh, who you been sleeping around with? Throws him out. And I mean, this is just terrible, isn't it? It really
is
awful.
The girls kept stump.
Well, she's gone to the papers now,
so
clearly.
She's gone to the papers now to make some money. Maybe it's to pay for her mum's divorce.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe she wanted to leave him anyway.
Yeah.
This is the only little bit of evidence she needed. Hey, she's got it. But never mind the daughter. She's been sleeping around God knows what.
I mean, she's a dirty whore, isn't she? And finally, people have been left vomiting after a woman shows off her engagement ring made from an umbilical cord, some breast milk and hair.
I'm looking at the engagement ring. I've got a picture here. And actually, it don't look too bad.
It looks beautiful. If you were shown that, but you didn't say what it was, people would go, oh, isn't that beautiful? Oh, it's lovely. Oh, look at it sparkling.
Is it the mother who's just left the father after realising that, maybe. I'm not too sure. But anyway, listen, we're going to talk to an ordinary guest. I say ordinary, my golly gosh, I was going to say Ginger's eyes.
He ain't no ordinary person, let's put it that
way. Extraordinary. Like no other. We're going to be talking to somebody called Danny from Birmingham very, very shortly. Don't you get going anywhere.
I don't like it when you break me, honey. Why'd you have to do that?
ordinary people with extraordinary lives. Sponsored by Speedy Rubber Stamps.
Now, I have to say, this is the part of the show that I absolutely love, where we talk to ordinary people from around the world. And coming soon, by the way, we're going to do these via video, which is going to be just brilliant. That's next month. But now...
Not with the one that we're about to talk to. We're not doing it
with Peter, are we? If only. You could do the bit of an intro, Ginge.
Well, our first guest is Danny from Birmingham. Now, he's appeared on various reality TV shows, and to tell us more is the man himself.
How you doing, Danny?
Greetings to you, Ginger and Nuts.
Now, you've been on loads of reality TV shows, haven't you? Because I remember seeing you on that one where you're naked.
Yeah, so I'm going to start from the beginning.
Okay.
The first one I ever applied for was Pop Stars and Soap Stars, and people most probably remember me as a guy who wore like an Elvis shiny gold suit on Pop Idol with like a crazy Jed Woodstyle Mohican who sang an 80s classic called Tainted Love.
Yeah.
That led to being asked to be in a McDonald's commercial. So we were one of the first people to start in a commercial for McDonald's with the I'm Loving It brand.
Fantastic.
So I did get some good out of it. So from that, I had a kind of bug for applying for reality televisions. So I'd done The Weakest Link. I met Anne Robinson. I read her a poem as well. I managed to get down to the last four, but with The Weakest Link, you always get voted off by women or the opposite sex. It's kind of like a rivalry there. Also, performed in front of Jimmy Carr as well. I tried a stab of comedy, which was quite hard actually trying to put a piece together for comedy. That's actually on YouTube, Jimmy Carr Comedy Idol.
Oh, we'll have to look at that, Ginge. We'll have to dig that out.
Yes,
Jimmy Carr Comedy Idol. So that's a good, that was a good one, actually. And more recently, I've been having a stab at quizzes. So I went on Countdown and I really managed to surprise myself. I managed to be up against one of the best players of that season. And I was just picked on the conundrum, so which was a shame. More recently, I've applied for a few dating shows. So I thought I'd try my luck at finding love. The first dating show I done was The Love Bus. I ended up in Swindon on The Love Bus, of all places. The Love Bus didn't go according to plan. Then I was the first off the bus, as you do. But I took it in my stride. Then the other one, I noticed you said the N-word.
Oh, Naked Attraction.
Yeah. People might know my face from there.
They might know a bit more than your face.
Yeah. So that's why I'm getting a few funny looks of late. They're probably thinking what I'm thinking. So the girl on there, she was a bit little materialistic for me. So it probably worked out for the best that was voted first off. But it was a good day. It was a long day. You're just standing there for like hours and end.
With nothing on.
Yeah, with nothing on. Waiting for something to happen. I think I outstayed my welcome, really.
I mean, didn't you get embarrassed? I mean, it's one of them things that, you know, it's like kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
Over the years, I've adapted this attitude that I don't really care what people think, to an extent. But most people have kind of been supportive of it, and it was a good day out and good experience, put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And finally, my most recent outing was for Letterboxd, where I teamed up with a lady who's a good friend of mine called Juliet. She was a laughing hyena on X Factor 1. You might remember her. She's from Birmingham, and we managed to crack the code, and we shared £1,000 each. So that was one of my most kind of popular wins.
You've done loads, haven't you?
Yes, I've counted over 30. There's just one or two I'd like to go on, but I'm pleased with my CV when I look back, and something to tell the grandkids if I do ever decide to have children.
Yeah, because have you got a girlfriend now, or are you still looking?
I'm still dating at the moment. I'm still kind of getting out there, and I call myself an eligible bachelor.
It's been great talking to you, Danny. It really has.
Thanks for inviting me onto your famous show. So thank you.
Moody. Moody.
Hello.
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 Don't understand what's going on here.
Can't you see this is a land of confusion?
Yeah, baby.
In love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do.
Feel free to take your knickers off and dance.
Oh, love that tune. I thought very appropriate. Naked. After seeing him on Naked Attraction. Ginger, tell you what, when we was watching it, Ginger's eyes popped out. It was huge, wasn't it?
It's because, you see, I didn't, obviously, until he got to the top with his face, I didn't know it was him. But I used to know him. Yeah, I used to sing karaoke every Thursday night in the pub, and to see him with his dingle dangle out... It was a sight for sore eyes. Let's put it that way.
Ginger was hoping she'd found out more about him in previous years, I think. But it made me feel very, very insecure. anyway, swiftly moving on. Let's mention some of these people. Of course, our regulars: Mike Organ, the legend with hair. Hello to you.
Hello to Frank in Ukraine.
Hello, man. It's a beautiful rainbow. Oh yes, you. Hello, man. Oh hello.
I sound like Simple Simon, don't I?
And hello. Also, Richard Best and our favourite Alan Gibson
in Newcastle. Amen. Hello there. right, we've had some new.
Was that an Irishman living in Newcastle?
Just cover over it, Ginge. Let's mention some of these new Twitter followers. At Sohan Kaylee, the CEO of Bangra Tots. He's brilliant, isn't he, Ginge?
Oh, he is indeed. And he's got a cracking song called Bangra Rave, which is...
We're going to get him on the show in a couple of weeks' time because, seriously, he's just fabulous. So, hello to you, Sohan.
Also, Leah Hatha in Rochdale. She loves watching, walking and talking.
Hang on a minute. So she goes for a walk and she watches. What's she watching?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure who she's talking to either, unless she's saying, oh, Lower.
Sounds a bit of a dogger to me. only joking, Leah. Darko Shimandal. I think that's it. At Darko or Darso Shirin. Hello to you. What a weird name.
A big hello to @mids_lass. It's #stayhappy, #foodie, #Birmingham, #concerts. She's a second year student at the BCU. And that, also, she works in retail in the city.
And BCU, that's Birmingham City Uni, so a little bit of a student. At Dan Coombs, he's 28, from Hove, which I think is in Cornwall. Hello to you, Dan.
And also, at I Love Joe Joyner, this is Joe Joyner's number one fan. Hello to you.
Hello to you. Can I just say I don't even know who Joe Joyner is?
She's Tanya from EastEnders.
Can I just say, I'd love somebody to have a Twitter name at I Love Ginger and Nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Ginger's got a top tip for you. This is a cleaning tip, okay? And if you live near a pet store or you've got a PetSmart or PetsView or whatever, then this is just brilliant. Seriously, this is a fabulous tip. Ginge, tell her what it is.
Well, first of all, as Nuts said, you need to pop to the pet shop and buy yourself a cuttlefish.
Now, these are the things that you usually poke into, like a budgie cage or a bird cage of some sort. So, a cuttlefish.
Okay.
So got that.
Once you've got one of them, all you've got to do is cut it in half to reveal the paste-like centre. Wet it and just rub in a circular motion, and the cuttle bone will just eat through any lime scale or burnt grease that you've got. It even removes rust.
Rust, not dust. It looks brilliant. Do you know, I looked at the photographs, and whether it's true, we're going to try this, aren't we?
We're
going to try this.
Because we've got a pet store just down the road, so I'm sure she'll have one.
There we go, cuttlefish. Let's try it. Right, let's quickly do the lottery predictions. I think we made a bit of a boo-boo with this last week, but we're not going to do it this week, Ginge. Not now the election's out the way. Here we go. What's the lottery predictions, please, Ginge?
They are 6, 8, 15, 17, 23 and 36.
Those numbers again are 12, 19, 28. Oh, sorry, no. It's 6, 8... I'm confusing my card, aren't I?
You are.
6, 8, 15, 17, 23 and 36. Did I say those right, Ginge?
Did indeed.
You
6, 8, 15, 17, 23 and 36.
No mistakes there. Right, coming up, we're going to talk to the man himself, Mike Organ, with his Mona Minute. I can't wait for this. It's going to be all about Brexit. I just know it.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
Ginger and Nuts, voted the best community radio show.
Waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me, you should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby.
Tell you what, I can't believe how fast the show is going today already, and we've still got to squeeze in another extraordinary guest,
we have
which
indeed.
I'm looking forward
and Joker
to.
Joker John,
and Joker John, if we can, if we've got time, it'd be terrible
if not. We'll have to bump.
Yeah,
him
we'll have
again.
To just bump him again. You know, bump until next week. Wait, I tell you what though, wait till we get the video version of this show.
Oh, crikey, we'll never see Joker John again.
But Joker John's going to be famous. He's going to go viral, isn't he? He's going to go viral. Now, do you sleep with a teddy bear, Ginge?
Well, I do, and his name is Nuts.
Oh, thank you very much. As many as 34% of adults still sleep with a soft toy every night, while 15% admit they can't sleep without it. This is due to, this is as part of a new nationwide survey that was commissioned by, with the launch of Hotpoint's new active care washing machine.
Now, 17% confess they still cuddle a teddy when they're upset. And nearly 1 in 10 say they would rather share a bed with their teddy than with their partner. I can't believe it.
Would you share a teddy rather than me, Ginge?
Well, no, because I like cuddling you, or you cuddle me, and it just wouldn't be the same.
It's the love handles, isn't it?
It is. But the bear wouldn't be warm.
And the bear hasn't got boobies. Swiftly moving on, 11% of British adults have taken their soft toy on holiday with them, and 5% have even sneaked it into work. We've got to talk to Mike Organ about this.
We do. Let's see if he takes it into a speedy rubber stamp printing.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning, stranger.
Can I just say, do you sleep with your teddy bear at night? Do you sneak your teddy bear into the workplace?
No, I sleep with my wife, but she cuddles me. I think it's cat, but that's another matter. Ah, yes. dreams.
Sounded like he was having an orgasm, wasn't it? Dreamed about you.
Something was happening.
Something was happening. He was talking about you, Kat, sleeping with you, and he'd gone, oh. Anyway, Mike, your mo for this week.
It's going to be the failure to win the European Song Contest.
Oh, terrible,
yet,
is it?
Yet again, we've been the laughingstock of Europe. And yet, with what we call Brexit year, if we had spitting image people dressed up as Jeremy Corbyn, Mrs. May, Nicola Sturgeon, and Vince Cable, all coming on singing a Brexit song.
Oh.
And Sir Brexit Lancelot standing in an iron kind of suit with Brexit stamped on the front. I'm sure we'd win.
It's a good point, isn't it, Ginge?
It is a very good point.
I mean, the bloke did blame, the loser did blame it on Brexit.
Yeah, but if you look at the way Australia got... ignore that. People went
don't
on
worry, we will.
To sing. That's a gimmick. And that's what we're short of.
How did Australia get in it, though, Mike? This is the question.
Because they paid.
Oh, did they?
We're only there because we pay. You've got to come with something like Buck's Fizz did.
Yeah.
It was the song, the group, and the gimmick. I shall speak later.
All right. Thanks, no Mike.
I thought perhaps I should introduce myself. Introduce
myself. Live from a broom cupboard in the Midlands. It's the Ginger and Nut Show.
Baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be.
Now, Ginger, before we go any further, we've got to say hello to Bev Sheridan. Hello, Bev. She's got in touch to say that she loves extracting biscuit fillings with her teeth. Oh. So there you have it.
It's the easiest. Why, Bev? It's the easiest.
She's got
why?
The knack. Hello to you, Bev, anyway. Right.
Now, a quarter of Brits admit they've cheated in the past, and sadly, 29% of people believe their current partner is cheating on them.
No, that's a big figure, that is, Ginger.
It is a big figure.
Researchers reveal those tiny changes in your partner's behaviour, which could mean that they're cheating on you, and we're going to reveal now those little tiny changes to look out for. Here we go. At number 12, they start complaining that they're always tired. I bet you are, you dirty dogs.
Number 11, they start buying you unexpected gifts.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Keeping you sweet. At number 10, they start eating foods they weren't eating before.
Oh. Number 9, they have new tastes and demands in the bedroom.
And what are you going O for when you said about food? You're looking because at me
why,
strange.
Why are they starting to eat food that they didn't eat before? Because well, the new lover's making a meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's a bit dodgy, isn't it? Coming in and, let's have lasagna. Oh, you've never eaten lasagna before, love.
At number 8, they decide to delete their Facebook account. That is a big, big risky thing to do, isn't it?
Number number seven, they start wanting more sex.
You dirty dogs. At number six, they start wearing a new perfume or aftershave.
At number five, they change their style and their clothes.
Can I just say, these aren't small changes. These are major.
These are massive.
At number four, these are the obvious. They change their password on their phone. Yeah, tell you, if somebody did all these, I wouldn't even think about it.
Bags,
I'd
mate,
say you're off.
Go.
You're out of the
number
door.
Number three, they start spending time with friends you've never met. That's the one they're bonking.
At number two, they start keeping their phone by the side of them all times.
At number one, they start working late.
Oh, it's just they're all the telltale signs. To be honest, there's nothing there that's not the obvious, is it, Ginge?
No. I mean, really, if all of them things were happening, of course you would be worried, wouldn't
I'd
you?
I'd be very worried.
But research also found 81% of the 1,000 people asked said an affair was much worse if you were married compared to if you were just living together.
Well, yeah. To be honest, it is worse, isn't it, if you're married?
Yeah.
Right. Let us know your opinions, by the way. Get in touch with us. mail@livethestudio.co.uk. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a young girl called Rachel who's been affected by bullying. We're going to talk to her next. This is going to be a corker. Really looking forward to it. Don't go anywhere.
Nothing to be wrong with part-time lovers.
ordinary people with extraordinary lives. Sponsored by Speedy Rubber Stamps.
It's time for our extraordinary guest, isn't it, Ginge?
It is indeed.
As I have a gulp of my coffee, if you don't mind.
And our next guest is Rachel, who is trying to break into acting after being bullied at school.
How are you doing, Rachel?
I'm good, thanks.
Now, you want to be an actress, don't you?
I do, yes.
But you've got some struggles.
Yeah, same kind of struggles as a lot of other people, really. I'm not much different from them, just like money comes and goes. Money's a bit tight.
But you did some acting during secondary school, didn't you? But you were never able to truly enjoy it due to bullies.
Yeah, I got bullied quite a lot in secondary school. I did enjoy drama class, but there was a lot of people who just didn't like me. I was never the popular girl. I was bullied for liking silly stuff like Pokemon and Ninja Turtles and just silly little things like that. But it was just a constant sort of stream, even from the teachers at some point.
I was bullied at senior school. That's because I had ginger hair.
Oh, that's not cool.
There you go.
It's still not cool.
It's still not cool to have ginger hair, no.
So what kind of things did they do? What kind of things did the bullies do?
There was an awful lot of just like pointing and laughing and whispering, but making it really obvious that they're saying stuff. I was physically shoved about by a couple of boys, and a lot of rumours being spread around and stuff on social media and silly things like that. In my first year of college, because I was put off the drama and everything, I did an animal care course instead, because I love animals and stuff. I've got lots of pets at home and everything. But yeah, now that I've kind of run out of my free education time and I've only just found out what it is I want to do, I'm kind of a little bit stumped for where to go now.
Because we were talking about this, wasn't we, Ginge? We were saying, actually, you don't need to do acting courses as such. You can be like one of these natural actresses.
Yeah, no, I've been watching loads of interviews from actual celebrities, actually, and I love Chris Pratt. He's just so cool. He's such a cool guy. And I've seen that, like, he didn't have any courses and neither did a lot of other celebrities. So, you know, I might get lucky. I might not.
I think that's the thing. Yeah. Sometimes you've got to be in the right place at the right time for the right person to see you, and then you don't know where it could lead to, do you?
No,
that's the thing.
Especially probably not where down where I live. It's very quiet and it's weather's not brilliant and all that, you know.
Do you drive?
I don't know. I can't afford a driver's license at the moment or a passport or anything. So.
This is terrible. It really is.
I'm pretty stuck. It's difficult at times.
Yeah, and do you live with your family or do you live on your own? Or
I live with my dad at the moment.
You live with your dad and your pets?
He puts in so much effort. I love him so much. I really do.
Hopefully somebody might be listening to this and can give you that bit of a push.
Yeah, I really hope so. I mean, it would, until I can afford a passport and stuff, it would have to be something in the UK when, you know, travel expenses are paid for and stuff like that.
So if ever we go down to Devon, Ginge, we'll make sure we pop and see you, and we'll do some filming with you. We'll do some acting, because we can act, can't we, Ginge? we've never had any lessons either.
I can give it a go.
we can't afford acting lessons. I looked at the price of them, but we could maybe the Three Stooges, maybe that'd be quite good. But
brilliant, we'll do that then.
Yeah, I think so. We'll definitely do. I promise.
Brilliant.
Now, if people want to find out more about you, have you got a website? Have you got anything?
I have. I've got an account on a website called Star Now.
Okay.
And I also have an account on Backstage.
Brilliant. So they just type in your name, Rachel Damerel.
Yep. Damerell.
Is it French?
It is French. It used to be pronounced Demerl.
Oh, that's posh, that is, isn't it?
Yeah, the Dempster accent's kind of toned it down a bit. It's Damerl now.
No, it's really, really good. And it's been great talking to you, Rachel.
Nice talking to you too, guys.
You take care.
See you, Rachel.
Bye.
Bye, babe.
Catches her reflection and she throws the mirror to the floor. Her image is distorted, screaming, is it worth it anymore?
No.
Are you scared of the things that they might put you through? Does it make you wanna hide the inner you? You're not the only one, so let them criticize. You're untouchable when you realize. Change your life.
for the pain.
No, no, no.
They can whip you, bring you down, down through the sighs. But they will never get to the heart you hold inside. You're not the only one, so let them.
Shall we do the harmonies? Change, change your life, do it all. Oh, it's great, isn't it? Do you know, in the headphones, I do feel like it's...
In the headphones, you sound like you can sing.
Yeah.
No, I don't think the listeners are great.
Yeah. You sound perfect, do you, right? Where do you think you are? Abbey Road?
Yeah.
Right. In the newspaper last week or the week before, there was a great article that I cut out and never used. I think it was around about the 16th of May, but it's about how often we should do stuff. Shockingly, it's like washing your hair twice a week. That's all.
Well, I wash mine every day.
And me? I couldn't go without washing my hair with the baby shampoo every day.
I just find it bizarre. It's all too much.
I can't,
Did you know when you were chewing food, you should chew each piece at least 32 times? And if it's a piece of steak, it's 40 times.
It's probably one chew, swallow.
Yeah.
Didn't
Sometimes
even taste
I
it.
Even bother chewing.
No. What do you mean? Most times. Bath or shower?
Inhale.
Bath or shower should be every other day unless you're exercising.
Who are these people that were... These are bloody stinkers that have done this. Apparently you should floss your teeth at least once a day.
And what about having sex, Ginge?
Well, is it once a month?
Once
a week?
Once a quarter for us, isn't it? but what about having a wee times seven in 24 hours? So you should go at least seven times in a whole day.
You've got an overactive bladder then.
I have got an overactive bladder.
I do. Apparently you should poo at least three times a week.
I'm underactive there, Ginge.
Yeah. I was going to say, I have one a day.
Blowing
my daily shite.
Blowing your nose should be at least four times a day.
You should nap at least once a day for 90 minutes. Oh. Bloody hell, are these people doing anything? How can you nap when you've got kids?
I'm getting my quota in though, aren't I, Ginge? You should fart at least 10 to 20 times a day. Certainly got my quota in there. Yeah, absolutely.
And apparently, women should cry at least 5.3 times a month, and men 1.3 times. Well, I'd just like to say, I'm well over my quota. I only have to watch PGT, and that's my quota done in a day.
This was done by health experts at Columbia University.
Oh, good for them. So, they've obviously got no kids.
No.
They've got a very active sex life, and they like to floss the teeth,
and
don't like to wash.
Ginge, we've got to go. The time is running out. But from me and Ginge, can we just say very quickly, can I just say the quota? Next week, we're talking to a very famous actress that was in San Andreas. Steven Spielberg, was it?
She was in a Steven Spielberg.
We don't need a biography, Ginge. We're also talking to her husband, who's a magician. We're talking to them next week on the show. But for now, it's a wrap, isn't it?
It is indeed. We've got to go.
Is it adios?
Adios. See you later.
Adios, the awesome done.
Ask you once, ask you twice now. There's lipstick on your collar. You say she's just a friend now. Then why don't we call her? So you wanna go on with someone to do all the things you used to do to me? I swear I know you do. You used to take me out in your fancy car and make out in the rain. And when I ring you up, don't know where you are till I hear her say.
did I bother? Tell me how many more times does it take to get smarter? Don't need to deny the hurt and the lies and all of the things you did to me. I swear I know you.